Back here at the big Glass Tech board for another edition of Glass Tech Game Reflections with Casey Jones and Andrew Mason, talking about a second consecutive Broncos win, this one 25-13 over the Indianapolis Colts. And we're going to get started with a running play, a 15-yard gain by C.J. Anderson, a play that really helped set the tone for what the Broncos wanted to establish on the ground. C.J. Anderson, of course, had 30 carries on the night for a buck 58.
That's what Broncos fans have been hoping for all season long. 22 personnel, two tight ends, two running backs, heavy run formation. Then you see this offensive line starting to take control of the line of scrimmage. Cutback lane formed there by Garcia. Heads up block by Connor. Awesome, awesome job by that front line. And these are the plays that don't really show up until later in the game. Effective with play action and then slows down that pass rush.
Yeah, huge to get him going early and often. And then you could see by the fourth quarter when you're watching the game, the Colts defense fatigued from seeing play after play after play like this. And there's nice work from Janovich there to help set that up as well. Janovich played 18 snaps in the game. On to the third quarter, the Broncos offense gets going. This play here puts them in front, a touchdown pass from Brock Osweiler to Cody Latimer. Latimer, of course, has come on in the last few weeks since being promoted to number three receiver. Nice grab there in the end zone for a second touchdown since he stepped into the lineup as the number three receiver.
And here you see the scheme working for the Broncos. Hyerman comes in motion, brings the safety over to the top, and then it's Osweiler with a live arm throwing it downfield. You'll see on the other side here, DT runs a curl route, ensuring the one-on-one on Latimer, and then a very small window. He throws it in. Great grab by Latimer for the touchdown. What a great play.
Nice work. He's got tight coverage there, separates from it. Good adjustment on the ball. And that's something Latimer's been doing a lot better lately, adjusting to the passes in midair. Had a nice grab, kind of like that we discussed last week on Game Reflections against the Jets, and there he makes the play there for the touchdown that puts the Broncos in front. On to later in the third quarter, the big play of the game, 54 yards, Brock Osweiler to Jeff Hyerman. Hyerman's the longest play of his career so far, gets open down the middle, past the safety, shakes another guy off into the end zone for a huge play that really allows the Broncos to take hammerlock control of this game.
And here you see that play action taking effect. A little fake to C.J. Anderson, and then Hyerman's going to run that seam right down the middle of the field. Makes a great move there, gets a little bit of space, but Osweiler really makes a play by looking off that safety, swings back around, delivers the ball a very, very tight window once again, and then it's Hyerman just being physical down the field, running in for the score.
It's the kind of plays that you've wanted to see from Hyerman for quite some time. The ability to make that shows, hey, nice step forward from him. Of course, he's very busy as well, and then watch the work there on the outside by Donald Stevenson, who's played well too.
You can't tell me that this pass rush, they want to attack the quarterback right now. They've been ground up all game long by the running game. Osweiler's not touched. You see you right there, swings around, looks the safety off, delivers a touchdown pass.
And then we didn't forget about the defense here. Great individual play by Von Miller, even though hasn't yet gotten credit for it. The league often looks at plays to decide, okay, do we give the one player credit if the game book went another way? But he did set up the sack with his rush and then, of course, eventually brings down Jacoby Brissett, even though, for now, Bradley Roby officially credited with the sack.
As a former offensive lineman, I don't know how you stop this. I really don't. Von Miller is so fast off the ball. He gets into the body of the blocker so fast, and then with his spin move, he chops down the arm, then spins inside. I don't know how you defeat that unless you bring a guard or a center into the action and get a little bit of help.
And, of course, the Colts had not much of a running game going. They had to throw the ball, and they fall behind, so you don't have the tight end in there. You're not chipping Von Miller, so you've got the tackle left on island time after time after time. No help, no one in the backfield. It's tough for Jacoby Brissett in that sort of situation.
Really tough. And this is what's so unique about Von Miller. He can beat you with power. He can beat you with speed. And then he always has that inside spin move. I don't know. There's not too many people on the planet that can beat this move by Von Miller.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it in practice, training camp so many times. And it's sort of the trial by fire for every Broncos tackle. Colts found that out on Thursday. Tough night for them, but a good night for the Broncos, and the Broncos are hoping for a good day on Christmas Eve in Washington. For Casey Jones, I'm Andrew Mason. We'll see you next week.